baby.
It's Thursday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Hi, this is James.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Here she is, look, Holly Valance. I'm telling you.
Going to be domestic violence when I get back to Melbourne.
No way. He won't be listening. It's the middle of the night there or something.
No, it's 2 a.m. Trust me, he's up.
He'll be on the internet, but he won't be listening. His girlfriend's miles away.
You can do both, can't you?
Well, I think you can, actually.
Listening to the show. What would you do if you were going out with Holly Valance? When you went on the internet to look at women, for the novelty, would you look at ugly women because you had a good-looking girlfriend? How would that work? Do you like
I'd rather him looking on the internet, trust me, than out there
in the club tonight.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He wants to stick to the keyboard, that's fine.
I'm sure he will stick to the keyboard.
I don't want the keyboard sticking.
Yeah, all right, leave it.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Howdy. Hello, everybody. Here we are, then. Do I sound a bit odd?
Not wholly odd. Is your microphone not right? Actually, I feel sound a bit duff, actually.
Oh, that's your voice.
Is it?
Yeah. Hi, hello. How do I sound now?
Excellent.
Do I sound better? I sound better now.
How do I sound now?
Strange.
Bad. Okay. Thank you to Mark Lard. I'm the saviour of Radio 1, Chris Moyles. This week's gone really quick. It's Thursday already.
Weekend tomorrow.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Because I'm going to go to the Ellen Road and watch the football, and I don't know if that's a good idea.
Are you going to stop being a Leeds fan if they get really bad?
No, I won't. But it's painful. It's hard work. You know? And like the Everton game, you know, I don't get a luxurious coach like the Leeds players to go back, and mind you, the Leeds players would probably say they don't either. I had to sit in your rubbishy car, stuck in traffic for 6 hours. And no toilet or tea or coffee making facilities.
I enjoyed Sunday.
Yeah, I thought you might. The start of the show there featuring Holly Valance. I like her, she's a good guest. Our next guest on the show, Texas is going to be in the live lounge.
Cheers, Dave.
But hopefully on today's show, we're going to talk to Darren Brown, who's been on before. He's the mind control man.
He's doing a stunt, isn't he?
Mind control.
Yeah, he is. He's going to play Russian roulette. What an idiot. David Blaine's in a box doing nothing all day. Darren Brown is going to put a bullet in a gun, spin the chamber around and put it to his head. Beat that, Blaine. See, our guy's doing better. So we're going to talk to him on the phone later from... I don't know if he's going to be doing this in a secret location, but I don't know if it's... he's going to be in the secret location when we talk to him.
Either way, I don't think we can mention it.
He might just be at home in his flat. I don't know. But he's really, really good. I was having a look at his website. And Channel 4 got a mind control website for his mind control show. And there's some little mind control tests and stuff, which are really quite interesting.
What, stuff that we can do or not?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, all you got to do is copy it, rip it off, and then next time you're at a party, people think you're
a mind control
special
list.
Powers. Yeah. Going to do some?
Yeah, if you got some to hand.
All right.
Do I have to relax and close my eyes and stuff?
Not really.
Can it hit me?
All right, okay. You have a piece of paper and a pen in front of you?
I do, yes.
All right. I'm going to do it like Darren Brown.
Okay.
No, should I put some Darren Brown music?
Yeah, make it theatrical.
Okay, all right then.
Dramatic.
First of all, I want you to clear your mind.
Bloody hell, that was quick, Dave.
Yeah.
Now I want you to imagine a large blackboard. My hand picks up a piece of chalk and writes the number 1.
Do I have to write that down?
And the number 2 next to it.
Okay.
And the number 3 next to that.
Yeah.
And finally, the number 4. Now my hand is taking the chalk and circling just one of those numbers. Keep in mind that circle number and write it down. Okay?
Mm.
What number is it?
3. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. What did I write down?
3.
You see? Thank you. What did you write down, Alad?
4.
Yeah, you're
still like.
Yeah, well, what can I tell
you? How did you do that?
Because I have the mind control of Derren Brown.
Go on, do another one. I like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Picture a jungle animal.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
What is it?
It's a tiger.
That's what I had to... Right, of course. Imagine that big black... But I'm reading this off the Channel 4 website, so you can play along and get the answers before Dave, if you want. Imagine that big blackboard again. My hand appears again, holding the piece of chalk, and I'm writing a 2-digit number on the board.
Yep.
The number is between 10 and 50. Both digits are different, and they're both odd.
Mm.
Don't tell me, but think of that number. 35.
It was 35.
Thank you. Did you have 35, Alad?
I had 13. It works on Dave. Stay today.
Do you know,
Alad. Picture a famous European structure, a building, a monument, anything big and well-known, and think of that city that it's in.
Okay.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Well, finally, yes, that's thank right.
You. Okay, back
I wasn't
to that,
thinking of that. I should have Jodrell Bank.
I was talking to Alad. Back to the drawing board.
Mm.
Now, I write another 2-digit number, but this time, it's higher than 50. A 2-digit number that's higher than 50. Both digits are even, and both are different. What number do you see? 86, Dave.
64.
Well, Alad had 86.
I did, actually.
I know you did. I could tell. Do you like that?
That's clever.
Thank you. You're amazed by my powers, aren't you, Dave?
Partially amazed.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
The what?
Star Wars thing that we're about.
Is it Star Wars?
Shut up. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a geometric shape. It's quite a simple one. Certainly not complicated like a dodecadedodedula. I want you to mentally picture one as well. A geometric shape, quite simple. Picture that. Then around it, place another simple shape so that the first is inside the second.
Yep.
So you now have one shape inside the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now make them different colours. Concentrate. Okay?
Yep.
I say you have a red circle in a green square.
No.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I had a blue triangle inside a green pentagon.
I had a blue square in a green circle.
Okay, I'm at the blackboard and I write down 1, 2, 3, and 4 and circle one of them. 3, right? Gotcha. Lovely. Mind control.
It's not bad, actually. You got more right than wrong.
Well, anyway, the man who taught me that, Derren Brown, on the show later, which will be very good. One more, Alad, because I feel that my mind control powers were being blocked by your lead head.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper in front of you?
Yes.
Right. Think of a number between 1 and 500. And the 3 separate numbers are different.
Yep.
Okay. What have you written down?
325. No, you did. You just did that.
Shut up. I didn't do that at all.
You did.
I just wrote 325 down, didn't I? So what's your
problem? Colin, do another one with me.
Oh, I haven't got time to do another one. What do you want me to do?
A trick.
A mind control trick?
Yeah.
See, Derren is really the expert on this. I'm, you know, he's better at it than I am. What kind of trick would you like?
I don't know. I don't do mind control, do
okay,
I?
Okay, think of a pack of cards, yeah. Right? And I want you to think of a card, obviously not the Ace of Spades or anything like that.
Yeah.
I want you to think of a
coloured card.
Yeah.
Right. It's red, right?
It's black.
Shut up. You're just being stupid. If you want me to seriously do it, I'll do it. But don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you.
Right.
Come on then, we'll do another one.
I've written mine down.
It's hearts, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. Thank you very much.
But no, what's the card?
What?
What's the card?
It's quite a low number, isn't it? It's a high number, I think, actually. Let me take that back.
Ooh.
It's a high number.
Yes.
It's between 1 and 10, isn't it? It's, you know, hang on, stop me. It's one of the... It's Jack Queen.
I'm going to hand it over.
It's the Queen. Queen of Hearts, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Dave?
You.
Queen of Hearts.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Don't ask me how I have these skills. Darren didn't teach me any of this. This is just...
Darren, not Darren.
That's what I said, Darren. I know his bloody name. Let me do something else, okay?
He doesn't actually do mind control, though, does he?
I would like you to think of a solo artist.
Okay.
Mm.
A pop singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe from America.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe female. It's up to you.
Okay.
Maybe dated Justin Timberlake. You think of anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Thank you.
I was thinking of Richard Marx. You know, the Hazard Man.
I'll do it with you, yeah. I'll do it with you, Dave.
Yeah.
I want you to think of a band, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A British band.
Yeah.
Maybe a guitar band.
Mm-hmm.
Two brothers from Manchester. They have very Irish-sounding names. I think, I thought, Oasis, right?
Who are the Hollies?
The Hollies?
Mm. They're from Manchester.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they brothers in the band?
He Ain't Heavy, he's my brother. It was a big hit. See, that's what
right, okay,
me.
Fine. You're just taking the mickey. Anyway, Darren Brown will be on the show later. What's with this crappy weather we're having today?
It's like winter's arrived, isn't it?
I really hate London when it's crappy weather. I hate anywhere when it's crappy weather. Unless you live in the countryside where it's pretty all the time. It's just like so grey and cloudy. It's like end of the world weather. Hate it. Can we not have some sun back? Can we have a weekend coming up? Can't we just have the sun on?
It's all finished now. Summer's over.
If we burn a load of burger boxes, don't we screw up the sky or something, and then the sun can come in and... I don't know how it works, I mean. Hate it.
We have to wait now until about next May before we get any sunshine again.
Don't say that. Don't say that. I need sun now, I can't wait.
Go do what Alad does, go on a sunbed.
No, man, I don't like that. They're dangerous, in my humble opinion. I don't like them.
Fake tan.
Have you ever done them completely nude? You like the stand-in ones? Have you ever done that? You have, haven't you? Hang on a second. Yes. I can picture it now.
You don't have to be mind controlled to work that out.
I picture a very vain Welshman.
It's not vain.
Yes, it is.
It's actually related to
To suntan your nads?
Here we go.
Who's going to see them?
It's actually related to my dry skin disability that I had yesterday.
Oh, shut up.
The sun is good for dry skin.
Yeah, but what about sunbeds?
Yeah,
so when you go to the sunbed session, you do the stand-up ones, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Completely nude.
They must look like a couple of chestnuts.
Do you have those little goggles on your eyes, as if you're going swimming? You do, yes. You so do, don't you?
You have to, don't you? It's bad for your eyes, otherwise. It's bad for your whole body, admittedly.
Well, why do you do it?
It just makes you feel good.
I bet it does.
It gives
feeling
you...
the warm glow of the fluorescent lighting tubes against your nads.
I'm someone, if I go really pale, I look ill, and everyone says, oh, you're right. So I just do it just to get rid of my greyness.
Do you wipe it before you go in there? Because you don't want to be touching it, right?
But you're standing.
Yeah, but is it touching you?
No, it doesn't touch you.
Right.
You just stand there like a pillow.
And what do? Do you listen to the radio? Do you listen to music?
Some of them have radio.
Yeah.
Some of them I think about the show and you guys, obviously, and what we might want to do on Monday or something. So I use it as a therapeutic thing.
I want to know if you're in a sun tanning place now. Are you actually currently lying on a sunbed? Are you standing in a sunbed? If you are, just grab your phone. If you're listening to us, grab your phone and text us and tell us where you are. 81199. That's the number for the studio. Text me if you're in a sunbed place now. 81199. Listen to the show. But not if you work there. I want you to be lying there.
Are you allowed to use your phone in those things?
Yeah.
There you
can't see it very well, though, because you've got the goggles on. So it all looks a bit dark, but you can do it.
Well, everything will be badly spelled. Don't worry about it.
And you know what this is all about? Punch RB Hit Squad on One Extra.
DAB Digital Radio.
Yeah!
Catch
Punjabi Hit Squad halfway through their university tour at Essex University with Rampage and Manny Norte this Saturday from 11 p.m. exclusively on One Extra. On DAB, digital radio, digital TV and online. University tour continues throughout October, calling at Hatfield, Leeds and Brunel. Log on to bbc.co.uk/One Extra for the full university tour dates. One Extra Live this Saturday, exclusively on One Extra.
I've got my tickets. I like that a lot. Muse and time is running out. Excuse me. Loads of people listening on sunbeds.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of people lying, but... Sally's standing in Booth in Richmond in Yorkshire. I'm in a sunbed listening to you. I'm having a lie down on one, Chris, and I'm bronzing my boulders from Big Rush. Lying in a sunbed in tan, fantastic Chesterfield. Love, CJ. Listen to this, Dave. I'm on sunbed naked. Do you want to join me?
No, thanks.
From Ross. No, thanks. And lots of them. And also, loads of people saying, what are you talking about, the weather? It's really sunny. Lady Great in Wales, mate. Summer's not over yet, from Kevin Tunney. It's sunny in Manchester. Apparently, it's sunny above Goodison.
Always sunny above Goodison. Yeah.
Clear blue skies and gorgeous sun, says Claire in Leeds.
Maybe it's just us, then.
Yeah.
Actually, it says, yeah, I've got the weather report here. It says the south is rather cloudy with further showers, but then from the Midlands up to Scotland, dry with sunny spells.
Rubbish!
So we are missing out today.
I hate London. It's rubbish. Hate it. Stupid flipping place. Everything's expensive. No one knows what they're talking about.
It's full of Cockney.
Yeah. Up the Arsenal, up the Spurs, up the Arsenal, up the Spurs. What about West Ham? I'm a Fulham supporter. What about the Chelsea? Do I sound better?
Not really.
No, good. Okay, that's all right then. Right, Darren Brown on the phone later, plus Dave's four Guess Who's.
It is true.
Wow.
And we have two amazing songs to play.
What a show.
Cracking, cracking songs. Both have no release date. One's a bootleg, one's not. We'll play them for you later on. Busy show today, mate.
Hell of a show.
We didn't prep anything before 3 o'clock. These two songs coming up for you next. Second being the Chemical Brothers and the Flaming Lips with a Golden Path. Rachel Stevens will play in 2 minutes after John at 3:30.
The death toll from drink drive crashes hit the BBC, which is making it uncommenting. Radio 1 News, be more at 4:30.
That's ridiculous.
What, Eddie Izzard?
Yeah, Doctor Who never wore a blouse.
Great shoes, though.
I mean, Doctor Who never landed a planet and went, oh, my heels are going to sink in this mud.
I think he'd be excellent.
He would be good. I think he'd be good, actually.
Well, the other rumour is that it's going to be a woman, and Doctor Who...
Whoa!
Yeah, exactly. So
rubbish! Rubbish! I'd rather have Colin Baker back.
Yeah, or Tom Baker.
I've met a Doctor Who.
Which one?
You have to guess.
Can we do it as a knock-knock, Jake?
No.
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 Did you meet Tom Baker? Colin Baker.
So test your knowledge.
I know, yes. I thought I was a bit of a Doctor Who fan until now as well.
Well, that's two you've named so far.
Sylvester McCoy. Yay!
Yeah.
You had help for that, though. We could hear him
in
the background.
Her? That was a her.
That's what I said. Them.
Do you know who that was?
No.
It used to be Georgina Bowman.
Wow. Mm. Is she your boss today?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a bit scary.
Tommy threw some real libelous news stories at the moment and see how she reacts.
Okay. What would you like to speak about?
Well, I don't know. How's she looking?
She's looking a little bit worried. Yeah, I don't think she can hear. She hasn't got headphones on.
Oh, really?
So I
can say anything about it.
Absolutely.
Well, it would have already been said already, let's face it. Now, I met Sylvester McCoy. I had an evening with him and some other people in a pub in London.
He was really good as the Doctor.
I never thought he was.
He was great, and he had that assistant Ace with the nitroglycerin in a backpack.
You're a real nerd.
See ya.
One. Two words, John, get laid. I never met. Calico Brothers, featuring the Flaming Lips. The track is called The Golden Path. Golden Path. I'm trying to sound posh because I'm on the BBC. I can't even say Radio 1 properly.
Path.
Golden Path. From that there, Chemical Brothers and Flaming Lips. Hello.
This is Radio 1.
Baz in Aberdeen has sent a text message. Amazing. I was just thinking, I hope Chris plays Rachel Stevens, and you did. Your mind control astounds me.
I knew you'd say that, Baz. Oh, didn't you?
Chris and the team, please can you tell us what LAX stands for in Rachel Stevens' new song from Lynn and Kaz? Alad?
I assumed it was a person in LA.
I know what it is.
Sweet Dreams, my LAX?
Yeah.
What's LAX, Dave?
LAX is the airport code for Los Angeles Airport.
Thank you.
Unlike STN, which is Stansted.
Yeah. You're such a nerd. Oh, my God.
What?
Last night, and a couple of pints with Dave. You know, because the marriage is in tatters already.
It's not on the rocks yet.
Love on the rocks. Ain't no surprise.
Anyway, on with your story.
We were talking about... Somebody rang me, and I didn't know... Well, I wasn't sure who it was. Shall I say it, actually?
Can if you want, yeah.
I think Johnny Ball rang me last night.
No.
Right? And I didn't answer it. So when I called it back, it was a fax machine. How mad is that? Well, I thought it was Johnny Ball's number. He's trying to fax my mobile phone. Strange.
How would you do that? How would you fax from a mobile?
Well, you'd go to a fax machine, you type in the number of a mobile.
Then call it.
Yeah, and it obviously wouldn't work.
Oh, so Johnny Ball's...
So then you call it back.
So you mean his number would be his landline number, not a mobile number?
Yeah, it was a landline number.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, strange. And I'm like, for example, right? This is not the number, but if I'm, for example, I'm like, you know, where's 01132? Where's that? And Dave goes, Leeds. And we suddenly realise that Dave has got this bizarre memory where he knows area codes throughout the UK.
I'm good at remembering number sequences.
You are a nerd. Watch this. Do you know what? I'm going to test you. I'm going to find something on the internet and test you, right?
Mm-hmm.
UK area codes. All right.
I'll tell you what it is. It's because when I used to work in an office and used to have to ring regional offices, I would remember the, you know, the code for Bradford or the code for Huddersfield or the code for Wigan or something.
But then you are good at numbers because you're like the director of inquiries for the BBC. If I say to you, what's Manchester, you'll go...
I can't add up numbers, but I can remember number sequences and number plates and, you know, things like that. I don't know why.
Is that handy?
No, not really. But it does save you having to look up, you know, extension numbers and things because you just remember them in your head.
Okay, let's go for Leicester.
0116.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Aberystwyth.
I don't know Aberystwyth, but I would imagine because they're vaguely alphabetical.
01484.
Are they alphabetical?
01484 is Huddersfield.
Cardiff.
How do you know that?
Cardiff's changed, actually.
Yeah. It used to be
01222.
I think it was, yeah.
How do you know that, man? How do you know that?
Because I just remember number sequences from, you know, ringing different offices in different places. I don't know all of them, but I know a lot of them. And they are vaguely alphabetical. So things like, for example, right, things like Bradford, I think, is 01274.
Yeah.
Right, because that's a B, it's sort of down there, whereas Warrington is 01925, because it's, you know, it's sort of...
Aberystwyth is 01970.
Oh, I see, that doesn't work at all.
All right, shall I try you on some?
Do a couple if you want.
All right. Give us some nice, easy ones. Birmingham.
0121.
Bury St. Edmunds.
Don't know. 012 something.
It is. 012 something. Carlisle.
can't remember. I do know. I can't remember. What is it?
01228.
That's it.
Derby.
Derby is 01332.
Gee, how the hell would you know that? Glasgow.
0141.
Bristol.
0117.
How do you...
Bournemouth. 01202.
How do you know this? How do you know? Seriously. How do you know?
I told you, I just remember number sequences.
Man. That's unbelievable. Okay, let me try... Bath.
Bath 0127
Bedford. Oh, the Bath, by the way, is 01225.
That's it. Bedford 01234.
How do you know this?
I used to live in Bedford, so that's an easy one.
Okay. Man. Dover.
Don't know, actually.
01304. Everyone knows that, right, Alan?
Yeah.
Exeter.
01382.
01392. Very close. How? I don't know how you do that. How do you know that again? Explain that to me.
It's basically, I just remember things from either ringing regional offices, when I used to work for, like, record company or in an office, like, ringing different people.
You never worked for a record company.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did, briefly.
You didn't work for a record company. What record company did you work for?
DMC.
It's not a record company.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is a record company.
It's not a record company.
It is a record company.
It's not.
They've got a record label.
So is Dave Pearce, but he's not a record company.
Anyway, from ringing different offices and also just remembering, you know, numbers of places where I've been or where I know people.
You are astounding. It is amazing you even got a girlfriend, let alone married. I tell you what, Ray, man, there's an amazing amount of people who are texting in going, thank God someone else can do this. Dave, I can do the same, numbers just seem to stick. Bizarre but true from Steve and Malvern. Someone else that remembers rubbish numbers. I remember most of Brighton Hospital's extension numbers, even though I left my job there last year, from Kate. You're not on your own, Dave. My sister can remember any area code, but is rubbish at maths.
It's strange, actually, because they're not connected, I say, because I've never been good with numbers as such, but I can remember that.
And a few people saying you should go on You Bet.
Is that still running?
I think there's a new show on Saturday with Melanie Sykes. You know, Des O'Connor's wife. Mm. And they have some celebrities, for want of a better word, doing stuff.
Sad things.
I don't know what it is. I think it was on Saturday night, and they had some that woman off GMTV doing karate. Not doing them, but she saw a karate move and she had to say what kind of move it was or something like that.
Well, there's money in it, then maybe it's worth me going on.
And you just think, isn't this You Bet? Isn't that what that used to be?
But with celebrities.
Well, yeah. I thought You Bet... did You Bet just do... Yeah, your normal people. Yeah. It's just like, well, okay then. Maybe you could go on that.
Maybe I could.
All right, please welcome Comedy Rain Man Dave. Woo! Now, Dave, you can remember area codes. Is that right, my darling?
Yes.
Oh, you're amazing. Well, if you guess 1,000, you win a toothpick. What a great game that would be. What a class bit of TV. And by the way, do you know what? Even though that's a rubbish idea, you sell that to ITV, they're so desperate they buy it.
Hear it first. New album releases. Exclusive. Never know.
Kelly thighs like a trucker, Roland. I'll say that again slower. Thighs like a trucker. I did say that. But I'm thinking if you just switch the radio on, you'd be there going, it's a bit harsh, isn't it, Milesy? By the way, this line is wrong. What show? Man's Chinese Theatre is a theatre, but it's what show?
Yeah, but if you needed the extra one to scan,
I know. By the way, you know those Hollywood Walk of Fame stars that people get?
Yeah.
Apparently, whether this is true or not, this is some useless bit of information that I picked up on one of those Star Tour things. When you go around the celebrities' homes and don't see any celebrities. And if you get the one that drove us around, she's rubbish because she just points to people and goes, you see somebody like walking into a shop and she goes, oh look, there's Lex Luthor from Smallville or whatever it's called.
And I'm like, that's a great big fat bald guy. The guy who plays him is like thin. Oh no, it's him.
Anyway.
But apparently, you have to pay for your own star, and that's like quite a few thousand dollars.
The celebs do?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what I heard. Oh. It'd be great if someone goes, you got your own Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
It'll be $4,000, please.
$4,000. No, you can stick it. You're all right, thanks. I'll just go up there to an empty bit of slab and just write it on in permanent marker. Mm. Thanks very much. But anyway. Do you want to do a day's quick guess who then, Alan?
Go on then. Busy day in showbiz.
Rachel's not here today because she's at some thing. So there you go.
It's a course.
I have no idea. Antibiotics?
No.
Right. So help us out then. Give us some info.
This was the first of four guess who's that I spotted today. And this was in central London.
Male?
Yes.
TV presenter?
Yes.
Predominantly on one channel?
Yes.
BBC?
No.
ITV?
Yes.
Evening?
Yes.
Anton Deck?
No.
Okay, he saw one famous person.
Okay, I was hoping that he could go for one of those.
Right.
Sorry. Neither Ant nor Deck.
Okay, sorry.
Are they on television this week?
I don't think so.
Is it, a chat show?
No.
Game show?
No.
Acting?
No.
As well as presenting?
Okay.
Would they be on, do they present a series?
Yes, they have.
Has this series been on the last 6 months?
Don't know, but I know it's not running at the moment.
Right.
Is he an entertainer as well?
No, not really.
So he presents a certain genre of television show?
Correct.
I'm correct in saying it's not a game show?
Nope.
The news show?
Has done news.
Oh. Was he once a newsreader?
I think he was, yes.
Trevor McDonald?
No.
The guy does stop police action.
His name, Alad?
Alistair...
Stewart.
Stewart.
Is who I saw today.
Yay! Right, here, for a bonus point, I bet he wasn't driving.
You're right, he was on foot.
Yeah, I thought he might have been. Nino, 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 not again. Did you come and say hello?
I was driving, actually.
I think I read him a lift. Alistair, do you want a lift? Stick it up your ass. Oh, fair enough, there's only offering. This is Sophie Ellis Bextor's new single, Mixed Up World. First time I heard that, I thought it was a bit weak, but it's starting to grow on me a little bit. As I know all these songs always do. It's like the Kylie one we were saying the other day. I bet that really grows on me.
Has it grown on you yet?
Well, I've only heard it once.
Oh, okay.
How do I know? Generally, for it to grow on you, you need to hear it a few more times.
Sorry. Radio 1 played it a lot.
My name's Alad, I don't have friends. Please be my friend.
Idiot.
Right, what we're doing later, Darren Brown is going to be on the phone. I did say Darren, it sounds like I'm saying Darren, but I do know his name. Darren Brown is going to be playing Russian roulette with a gun because he's stupid.
Not on this show.
No, he's then going to be doing it on this show. Damn right. So we'll talk to him. What time is he on?
4:30.
That's the news.
4:40.
Thank you.
One station.
Radio One. Just after 4 o'clock. I don't know what you heard about me. What else you can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a that you had for me. Let's go on something.
FM, online and digital radio. Radio One.
Chris Moyles. Darren Brown. He's going to play Russian roulette with a gun. Kristen Somerset sends a text saying, what else would he use, a pea shooter? I don't think it would have the same effect. He'll be on to talk about this in about half an hour on the phone. Mind control. So go on.
Sorry, I was going to ask a question. Are we saying it's mind control with this gun, then?
No, he's playing Russian roulette. Where are my notes? Right, okay. On the 5th of October at 9 p.m, Darren Brown will attempt not to shoot himself in the head live on Channel 4. Filmed in a secret location, live but filmed, One person selected from the thousands who applied will load a real handgun with one bullet, then hand it to Darren. Using a series of psychological tests, Darren will then determine which chamber contains the bullet, put the gun to his head, and fire until he comes to the live chamber.
What, open it? Okay.
Most of the stuff I do, I recognise a 90% success rate, Darren says.
Surely you want higher than that in the game of Russian roulette, don't you?
Yeah. So, 5th October is 3, 4, 5, Saturday?
Sunday. Friday.
Yeah. Anyway, 9 o'clock on Channel 4, we'll talk to Darren later. A couple of CDs which we've come across. One which we got handed by someone at work, I think. I think she gave it to us. And it's, Bootleg! Take an instrumental, take a vocal track and stick the two together, which I think is very funny. And there's another one, which is a very fantastic cover version. What would you like to hear?
I think the second one.
Oh, I was going to say bootleg.
Yeah, I want to hear the bootleg.
Go on,
you know
then.
Why? Only because I want to tease the audience with this cover version.
Okay.
Because it's great. So I've no idea who sent it to us, but they'd stuck their phone number down on it. So I don't know who it is, I don't know who it's by. I'm not going to tell you what the tracks are, because if you know what they are, you'll go, well, that's funny. And if you don't know what they are, then it doesn't really matter, does it? Because you might just think it's a decent dance tune. So apologies for this, but I think this could be a huge hit in Ibiza.
All girls all over the world!
Mm.
Original man, stuntman, Panya Kies, man. I love how all girls are move them body.
Oh, yes.
And when you move your body...
Class. Busted makes me feel good. It. You
works,
like it,
doesn't it?
I think it's great. I like cheesy bootlegs like this. They make me laugh.
Move it. Move it. Move it. Move it. Come on, you don't need no makeup. Pretty not jump, but you want to fuck, mother. Come on, you don't need no makeup. Pretty not jump, but you want to fuck, mother. Woman, physically fit.
I just see Wes announcing this as a new entry in the chart. By the way, yes, I'm deliberately talking over it so you can't record it. Thank you.
Home taping is killing music.
Chris, that's the best thing I've heard on the radio in ages. Oh, cheers. That works so well. And my favourite text message, which is coming, just says Ghostbusters.
That's right, man.
Yeah, congratulations.
Know. Bang on.
Yeah.
Move it.
Lots of text messages, by the way, doing the same joke, and it's a very funny joke. It's an old joke, but it's still funny. If Darren Brown had a peanut allergy, he could play Russian roulette with a bag of Revels. See, that's cruel. But funny. Darren shoots himself. Will the guy who passed him the gun be done for manslaughter as he assisted in the suicide? Please respond. Chris and Sunderland have no idea. You're taking this way too seriously.
Come on.
He's not going to die live on television, is he?
Come on.
Seriously, if Darren Brown was going to go on live national television and die, he'd have chosen Channel 5 like what I did. Is there any way I can buy a copy of the CD from Jelly? Hell, what silly name is that? I have no idea. I don't even know who did it. We've just got a, like a phone number on it.
That's deserving of play, I think.
I think it's great. Ghostbusters versus Reel to Reel. A, it's just nice to hear Ghostbusters again. Mm. And I like to move it, move it. And the two are perfect. Move it! I like to move it, move it. Anyway, so that was the one track that we had. And, go on then. I interviewed the Reel stuntman once.
Did you?
Years ago when I went to another radio station, but it was on the phone, I think it was in America. And so there's something like, I Like to Move It spent like a phenomenal amount of weeks in the top 40. And the only other record that had matched it the same amount of weeks was Black Lace's Agadoo, and the two mixed perfectly. And the mad stuntman was bemused by this remix, as he'd never heard Black Lace and Agadoo before. As most of our listeners probably wouldn't have done either. So why am I talking about it? I have no idea. Oh, anyway, hang on, before I play this. The other track is the cover version. It's absolutely brilliant. Do you want to play that before 4:30?
Yes.
Because we talked about it now. I don't want to do that DJ thing. DJ thing and go, yeah, we'll play it sometime between now and the end of the show. And they play it, like, at the end of the show. So we'll do it before 4:30, so another 12 minutes or so. We'll do it, like, in two records or something, right?
Got it.
But you've got to be listening. If you're in your car and you're going somewhere, don't get out yet. This track is absolutely fabulous. We'll play it later. Meanwhile, this is Electric Six. You must have been Electric Six and Dance Commando, which I know for a fact Dave really loves.
Do you know, actually, in all fairness, we were having this discussion the other day, and I was saying that I didn't think it was as strong as the other two records that
Your words were, because I remember them clearly, I think it's about time that Electric Six left.
Yes, I may have said words to that effect, right. But bizarrely, it's actually growing on me now, and it's not just a sort of turnaround. I've heard it a few times, and I do prefer it now than I did when I said that.
Coming out on the 13th of October, Electric Six and Dance Commando. So, as we're saying about the whole DJ, I hate that DJ thing where they tease something and they wait ages before they play it. So we've got this really good cover version of a track which Dave brought to me today, and I just immediately said, I've got to play it. It's absolutely fabulous, so we'll play it next.
Here at Fern, new album releases. Radio 1.
All this week, Radio 1 brings you tracks from
Timmy. Right, okay, thank you, Sean, that's enough. Right, so I'm going to go on with this. We're not going to say who it is or anything like that, because I just want to play it, so don't start guessing who it is or anything like that. We got sent the CD. I don't know if it's going to get released. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, no.
At this stage, but I think it should be. This is the track that Dave played me today, and I insisted that we played it on the air today. This is Pure Genius. Enjoy.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking your break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. I know it's your name.
when everybody gets really overexcited on the text messages.
Yeah, I know who it is. It's some 41.
Shut up.
It's less than Jake.
Shut up.
The wedding present covered this years ago.
Yeah, but it's not them either. I think that's great.
Good, isn't it?
I think it's really good. And lots of text messages coming in. This track is brilliant. Cheers for playing it. From Stuart in Guildford. Pure genius. I don't care who it is. Just keep playing it. Paul of the M1.
Hello, Paul.
It's from a TV programme. Mark. Excellent. You're
Thank
a genius.
You for playing.
Someone has texted in the word norm. Really. I've got way too much spare time. It's got the hands. Quite simply superb. I prefer the Ghostbusters track, says Jeff. And
fair enough, you know, each to their own.
Oh, man.
Do you know who it is?
You talk out of your arse. It is not a very good cover. It has bored me, Adam. Shut up. That's ace.
Making you wait in the world.
Yeah. No, don't say who it is.
Okay.
Just leave it. Because that way, we get to play it again. I don't know where that doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. If we're the only ones know who did it,
yes,
no one
excellent.
Else can play it. And all these little tinpot local radio DJs who do the evening show who are driving into work now. Oh, I think I'll do the same feature on my show. Now forget it. I like that though. If we get a good response, well, we did do. We'll maybe play it again tomorrow. Right.
Like it.
Right, coming up next then. I like the darkness. Dave likes the Ooh Wee record.
Everyone's a winner.
We'll do that after John and David at 4:30.
Drink, drive, death threat. Ooh
Wee. Is that the track you really like?
I do like that a lot, yeah.
Mark Ronson, Nate Dogg, and
Jimmy.
Well, the multi-million dollar computer system we have here isn't big enough for the full artist name to go across. So it's Mark Ronson, Nate Dogg, and
excellent. Good record.
Thank you. Darren Brown, right, he's got magical, mystic powers that can get him laid, so why on earth would he want to put a gun to his head with one bullet in? You're a madman.
Is that my music?
Mm. Yeah. Do you like it?
I do like it very, very much.
It's,
thank you,
it's
sir.
Harry Potter, but it's the nearest thing we had to kind of, you know...
Yeah, we were very, very similar, so yeah, perfect.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready to go out to our overseas location. I'm going to get on
it's a secret location.
It's a secret location. Getting on a plane in a bit. And I'm okay.
You're not nervous then, Darren?
I'm getting slightly nervous, but no, it's all right. I mean, for me, it's always been about just not freaking out about the fact that it's a gun and just seeing it as a number between 1 and 6 that I have to guess, which is kind of all it really comes down to with me. So, no, I'm all right. I'm getting a bit wobbly about it, but fine. Good. All good.
Darren, if you die, can I have your flat?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, of course you can. And
right, thanks for joining us, and good luck with everything.
It must be difficult, Darren, to practice for something like this because of the nature of Russian roulette.
Yeah, it is. Well, as I said, this all goes back, like, there's this game I used to play with 6 cups and a number of the cups and get someone to put under something under one of the cups and then get them to count from 1 to 6 or look at the cups and be able to tell which one they're thinking of. That's how I've been practicing. Aside from training with the gun and obviously getting used to that, because it is, you know, no matter what you're doing, it is quite a terrifying thing when you first hold a loaded gun to your head, you know, even if you just rehearsing and just having to get over that sort of that fear, it is quite frightening. But beyond that, I've just been keeping away from the gun side of it and just working with cups and choices between 1 and 6. It's the only way to keep detached from it,
right.
And I have to keep detached from it, otherwise I can't do it.
Have you got it wrong in rehearsal?
not with the gun. I mean, the cups type of thing would work 90% of the time, so I figure it's worth it doing it once. I wouldn't do this 10 times, you know. I do it once, and of course I've got the luxury of picking the person I want to do it with, which is one of the things you see on Sunday. The show shows how I find that one person. You know, 12,000 people responded to this trailer we put out, and then 1,500 of those we got to send in videotapes, and 500 did, and then I went through 500 tapes, invited 100 people down to London, where there was this day of sort of psychological games and spreading paranoia and seeing who'd stand up to it and so on, and getting down to five. I'm now down with five, just down to sort of five people, and those five people are going to come out to the place with me, and then I'll choose the one person before I go into play. So that's...
I'd choose the doctor.
You choose the doctor, yeah.
Choose a brain surgeon.
Yeah. It's been amazing. It's so different from making any of the other stuff that I've done. It's really, it's been great.
Well, tell you what I like. What I like about you, which is why we got you on the show in the first place,
which
is,
was lovely.
It's well, and it was a pleasure. And what I like about it is the fact that you don't do that thing that Blaine does, and you go, that's clever, that isn't it? And here's roughly how it works. Mm. So there's no, you don't do that stupid illusionist lie thing, and you get to kind of explain it, but we still can't do it type thing.
Sure, I wouldn't dream of lying to any of you.
Of course
it's,
not.
No, it's for me. Well, the fun of it is, you know, I think, you know, the real psychological processes behind what makes things look psychic, I think are more interesting than woolly New Age guff about psychic ability, you know, and I like to think, you know, for me it was all about coming up with a form of magic that would play to people's intelligence a bit more and be something that you wouldn't dismiss as much as you might dismiss the card trick or even the Statue of Liberty disappearing. You know, it was about creating something that would be a bit more challenging and thought-provoking. Is that enough noise for you in the background,
yeah,
by the way?
Just a little, is that the kettle?
Yeah,
the...
The kettle.
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 It's like Darren and Darren. You just mishear me.
Mm. It's very
put the
similar.
Kettle on.
What was that?
That was some form of fire engine and a bleak stroke or car, police car driving past.
Wow, he's so good. He is so good.
Yeah.
He could tell by the noise.
I could, literally just by the noise.
Well, I hope that, because you know what the great British public are like? David Blaine goes up in a box and Americans go, wow, that's amazing, and we go, what's he doing that for? And I like the fact that you've kind of already said, well, look, you know, it's all to do with numbers. It's to do with the number between 1 and 6, and as long as I get the right number, then I'm fine, so it's not like, you know.
And the other thing is, if I'm not 100% confident, I just won't do it. I just won't, you know. I'll risk humiliation, but that's better than the other alternative. You know, I just won't do it if I'm not 100% happy. But I'm fairly confident with these five people that I've got. I've had a long time to get to know them now and really get a sense of who they are and what I can, you know, how I can work with them in the best way to predict their responses and their signals and all the rest of it. So fairly confident, but you can't help being a bit.
So you're going to choose just the one person?
Just the one person. They will load a bullet into one of six number chambers of a revolver. They'll be numbered. So they know which number it goes in.
Right.
They know that number between 1 and 6.
Mm.
And I will then have to read from them what that number is. I'm going to get them to sit behind me so they don't flinch or do anything that would be too obvious to give it away. In fact, they have had to explain to them, don't try and give it away. If you do, it just confuse me because it's not what I'm looking for.
And is it the idea, like, when you came into us or whatever, and when you ask questions, and you, like for example, you can ask loaded questions where you can tell if someone's lying or not?
It is similar, except all I'm going to have to go on, all it's going to be on, is just them counting once from 1 to 6, slowly and clearly. And as I said, they'll be behind me, so I won't be able to see them.
So you're hoping that they go 1, 2, 3, 4, and you go, okay, all right, I think I feel confident.
Well, this is a weird thing, because if they do anything, if they try and give it away, it's confusing, and is it just would be a complete throw-off. Their task is obviously to try not to give that number away. Of course, if they succeed in that, it's also going to go horribly wrong. So it's quite a fine, it's an interesting situation for them to be in. You know, actually quite a lot of the effort that's gone into this program as well is making sure they're psychologically prepared for it. They've all spent time with a psychiatrist and there's a, you know, all of that, because they could sit and, you know, watch it go very wrong in front of them. So there's, you know, we've had to really make sure we're taking care of them as well.
Don't die.
I'll try not to.
I mean, it'll be an amazing piece of television, but, you know, really, don't die.
No, that's the whole point, is not to. So, you know, as I said, I won't do it. If I'm not 100% comfortable, I just won't do it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, thank you.
I think it'd be great.
I'd love to come on again.
Well, come back on the show.
It was such a pleasure.
Dude,
you're going to come and see me in Croydon on my tour.
I know, but something came up. But listen, if you don't blow your brains out, you can come on the show next week.
Oh, that would be lovely. You know, in a rather sort of cynical marketing ploy, Channel 4 putting out the DVD on Monday, the day afterwards, which I thought was Absolutely superb.
Well, if you die, the price will go up, right?
Exactly.
Well, listen, I hope you, seriously, come on the show next week, unless, of course, you look like, you know, Ed Norton from Fight Club in the last scene of the movie. That won't look too nice.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
All right. Listen, 5th of October, Sunday night, isn't it?
It's Sunday night, 9 o'clock, live, Channel 4.
Man.
Best of luck, Darren.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Maybe I'll see you soon.
You can always pull out.
I may just have to do that.
Oh, I think it's going to be... You'll do it, because you're good at that stuff. Just, you know... Well, dude, just don't die.
Thank you.
Well, I've got to say, haven't I?
I'm confident, you know. It's strange, because I said, you know, trying to keep detachment, forgetting the fact that it's a gun, just keeping detachment is great.
Yeah.
Until you start training with the gun, or until you have to start talking about life insurance and wills, or until, like now, you know, it's half an hour before I'm getting on the plane and going out there. It just all starts to feel a bit real. So, well, it's nice to have this little chat before I go.
You get a nice free holiday out of it, do you know what I mean?
It's nowhere that exciting.
Oh, really? Like, you know, Wolverhampton or somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, listen, good luck. We'll be watching on Sunday, and then come in and see us next week.
Thank you so much. We'll do that. Thank you very much indeed.
Sunday night, 9 o'clock, Channel 4, Darren Brown, watch. That's my travelling companion, Craig David, and World Filled with Love. What a lovely world that would be if it was filled with Craig Davids everywhere.
Beautiful thought.
I think I'm still drunk. There you go, Darren Brown. He pees me off when stupid people on the text messages, this idiot goes in and goes, what's he talking about? It's obviously a con. What a load of rubbish. It's obviously fixed. And he's just turned around and said to you, idiot, that it's a whole number between 1 and 6 thing. So he'll be able to try and work out, by the quiver in the guy's voice or whatever, what number it is, which he's done before. So when people go, oh, it's obviously a fix. What would be the point in going, right, okay, so let's say we're going to do it, and, right, it'll be number 3. Okay, right. Is it 1? No. Is it 2? No. Is it 3? No. Ooh, your voice quivered. Is it 4? No, I'm not sure. 5, well, I'm going to go for 3. Click, click. Right, move it around. Click, click, click. Oh, my God. Pew. It was number 3. I'm right. See you next year, everybody. Bye-bye. What'll be the point of that? Do you know what I mean? Mm. And obviously, he's not going to put a gun to his head and pull the trigger and blow his brains out. Although there are many people that I'd like to see do that on Channel 4. But anyway. I think it'll be great entertainment. Do you know what I mean? Would you rather watch him doing that with a gun pointed to his head? Or a bloke in a box? Sitting there, weakly waving at people. Don't be playing. Feed me. Shut up. Stop your whining. You're a millionaire, for God's sake. What are you in a box for anyway? Be sitting there going, I'm not going to eat for an hour. There you go. Who cares? But I thought, I think the guy's really good. Check out his website. There's some good stuff on it. It's a lot of clever stuff. But he's honest about it. He doesn't think, you say he's like got powers or anything. Not like a magic man. David Blaine, I'm in a box. Great.
Channel 4, Sunday night, 9 o'clock.
Coming soon to BBC 3, yeah. The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
As part of this brand new show, we've teamed up with BBC Talent to find the best unsigned urban act. You could be taking your place next to the big names in soul, reggae, R&B, hip-hop, garage, dancehall or drum and bass. It's the new Urban Music Prize, and the winner will get a one-off record deal, release a single...
Dance until your feet catch on fire.
A text message comes in and says, Chris, I remember David Blaine on your show, you seem to like him. Yeah, I thought it was all right. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind David Blaine being in a box. We were talking about this the other day. I think I'm like most people. Sometimes I'm like, oh, get down, you rich American. Just seriously, go home and count your money and, you know, buff your ugly girlfriend, as some would call her, that, not me personally. And the other times I think, why not? You know, go and do it. People are going down there. It's kind of funny to talk about. It gives me something to say in the air, blah, blah, blah. But the only thing, I just got angry at people going, oh, that Darren Brown thing's obviously fixing it. And you just think, oh, man, then shut up. Don't get all excited about it. And I said it's better than David Blaine sitting in the box. At least he's doing something. It's just that the only thing that really winds me up about the David Blaine thing, and people going, oh, I think it's really insulting because he's, like, fasting and that's not right. He can do whatever he wants. It doesn't bother me. But it's that weak wave that he gives people when they shout his name. That's the only thing which... And I think, oh, come on, you're not that weak. And he kind of does that, oh, Aye. That really weak way.
But he's always like that, though. He's always a bit like...
But that's the thing, he's not, though. You see interviews with him, and a lot of the early stuff that he did, he's like, hey, come here, I've got a really great trick, pick a card, man, that's... And they go, man, how do you do that? And he goes, man, it's a trick, blah, blah. And then later on, the thing came out of him.
It's
so,
like he's on sedatives.
I know. But that's the only thing that just kind of, you know, and even that kind of makes me, hi. And he's like, what? And then, you know, when he comes down, he'll be all weak and everything. You know, when he was the block of ice and he was like, that was too much shivering for me. That was like cartoon shivering. And he kind of, I don't know, I'm the only one, maybe he thought, as soon as he went through the door and put him in the van or whatever and they drove him off, he goes, oh, am I still on camera? No. Oh, thank God for that. Anyone fancy a pint? Maybe it's just me, I don't know. Anyway, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, Channel 4, watch. Coming up, Robbie Williams and Beyonce Knowles.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
Something beautiful will come your way.
The Radio 1.
It's a song of my girlfriend in the video, that one.
Briefly.
She's in the mate, I don't care.
You need special video equipment
to
see it.
No, you don't. You just have to pause it. My girlfriend is in Robbie Williams' video. Granted, nobody but I have seen it, but still she is there. It's John and David, it's 5 o'clock.
Rising numbers killed by drink drivers.
Taylor in Leeds, I'm talking to you, all right? What are we, almost halfway through the David Blaine thing already? We know the Emil Heskey joke. Stop sending it! Never stop. Some fresh news, hot off the presses for you. The Beatles have split up. How many times have we seen that joke now?
It's good, but, you know, not after...
It's good, but it was good for the first 10 days of Blaine.
I don't think I've ever been able to send you an email attachment that you've never had. Because everyone sends you these things.
That said, though, thanks for listening.
Keep it locked.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Alad.
Hi, Chris.
Whatever.
It's the last one of our Fame Academy update, so...
Can you explain to me why the people at Fame Academy lied...
I haven't had an answer back from them. I did ask them this question for you, on your behalf.
I want to say to anybody listening to this, really peed me off, that Alad was meant to go to the Fame Academy house yesterday, as we announced on the air, that he was going to interview the students. And it's going to go live on the streaming side of things, you know, press the red button and all that. So, I'm sitting on a couch in my boxer shorts and my, you know, you grab a t-shirt, whatever. So I'm sitting there, so I'm in an ill-fitting t-shirt, my boxers, a cup of tea, smoking half a packet of cigarettes. Waiting to see him. And eventually I get a text from Alan going, oh, I'm not going now. There's some kind of screw-up. Well, all right, then. So then he's meant to go today. And he does. Text him, you there? He doesn't reply. He's obviously there. Phone off. And I watch a bit of Fame Academy. They're all training with Big Kev. Oh, we're going to go do a Radio 1 interview soon. I've got time for a shower. Oh, I don't know. Oh, right, here we go. This is it. And they didn't show any of it. They cut to that stupid shot of the house from the outside in the rain. Fame Academy can't show you everything. Well, where's Alad, you idiots? You said you were going to show him.
So you had done this. You were
2 hours of my life on the couch.
I was mic'd up. I'd shaved. I was ready for this. I said nothing shocking. I didn't swear once, but I didn't go out.
I tell you what, I'm so annoyed. They can stuff their Fame Academy reports. We ain't doing them next week.
Fine. I'm with you on that. Okay. For today, though, I've got some of the clips from the students that I went to see this morning.
Hey.
And there's only one, this is the ironic thing, there's only one question I really wanted out of all of them, which was, why should we vote for you? So I've got their answers here, and I think it does say it all, really. First of all, was Alistair.
You hate Alistair, don't you?
I do not hate Alistair.
He's not that bad.
He did say something very interesting to me this morning, actually. I was comparing him to David Sneddon a lot, because that, I think, is the problem. We're going to have another David Sneddon in him, and I don't want another David Sneddon.
Really? We're going to have another David Sneddon in Alistair? Well, that would make great TV, wouldn't it?
We've had David Sneddon. Now we need something different. And I'm just scared that Alistair's a bit too likey-likey. However, today, he then said, well, he's been playing songs in the Academy that he wouldn't normally do. If he had his own album, he would like to do it more rocky, more indie. than pop. Like
he didn't want to sing. When he came on the Joe Wiley Show, I don't think he was massively keen on singing Back for Good. He didn't choose that song.
So I have a feeling that he's been pushed in that direction a little bit in the Academy, because the side I saw of him today was quite positive. So if he does win, then hopefully he'll be able to stand up for himself and play the music he wants to play. But I asked him about why we should vote for him, and it did take him about a quarter of an hour to come up with this answer, and it pushed the schedules out, and I got shouted at and everything by Fame Kevin saying, gotta hurry up, gotta hurry up, all because of Alistair. So this was his reply.
Hi, I'm Alistair from Fame Academy. Vote for me because I'd love to win for all the people who supported me all this way, and to prove Richard Park wrong once and for all.
See you, loser. So, where was the microphone? Was it in another room?
Now, that's been a big problem of mine. It's shame
you're meant to put it next to his mouth.
Well, what we do, we have them on little stands. So what I did was I pushed the table right up to the chair, and I asked them to be as loud as they could. But I'm going to their home. They're so relaxed in this place. And I kept saying, could you speak up a bit? Can you speak up a bit? So that's why there is...
So 15 minutes, why should the nation vote for you to win Fame Academy? 15 minutes, he comes up with this.
Hi, I'm Alistair from Fame Academy. Vote for me, because I'd love to win for all the people who supported me all this way, and to prove Richard Park wrong once and for all.
Well, there you go.
He came a very close second on the Radio 1 poll, and he's very popular on BBC One. Okay. So he might actually do it.
Yeah, stop picking on him.
Next, on to Carolyn.
Carolyn
hasn't a hope in hell, in my opinion. However, she's a good singer. She looks great.
She is good. She, I thought when she sang the Just Like a Pill, I think, when she came on Joe Wiley's Show, I was quite impressed. That's the first time I've heard her sing.
She can belt them out. And she, but what's good is that she now acknowledges that. I spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm really going to win. And she really believed it. But now there's a bit more humility in there. Is that the right word to use? I don't know.
Humility, yeah.
Humility. It's pulled her back a bit. She now accepts she might get third, but that's fine because this is a good platform for her. Anyway, I asked her, why should we vote for you?
How long did it take for her to come up with her answer?
Quite quick, actually.
Really? Yeah. God bless her.
Hi, I'm Caroline from Fame Academy. Vote for me, please, because I'm your cheeky northerner from Leeds.
Yay.
And I've been in the bottom three for 3 weeks running, and it would be such a shock for me to get the public vote. So please vote for me.
Yeah, let her come second.
Yeah, that'd be quite nice.
Let her come second.
She deserves it. She's good. And then on to my personal favourite, Alex.
Is she going
to
win it?
It's very close, Jim.
Yes.
It is close.
She's got a great voice.
It's a great voice.
I haven't watched much of the series, but the few times I've dipped in, she's got a great voice.
She does come across as moody.
I don't care how old is she.
You just want to say, just cheer up, love.
How old is she?
19.
Well, she's young, man.
Very young.
It's like myself.
Yeah, and she's
young and moody. We're angstridden.
Nearly 30.
No, I'm not. I'm nearly 20. So, you know, you're young, angstridden.
She's from Cornwall. She hasn't seen much of the country.
Dave said to me about her that she...
Yeah.
Is that true?
She said that in that Academy.
No.
Yeah.
Told you, I know all the lowdown on these people.
She's open about this.
She's
open.
Yeah. Really?
And very comfortable with it as well, and that's...
Really?
What is it?
She's open.
You're taken.
I didn't know. What?
You're taken. You can't have her anyway. Anyway, Peter did say that...
She's really in London.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she is. She is.
And does she have a London girlfriend?
I don't think she's in a relationship at the moment.
Right.
No.
So she's on the market?
I think she is.
Wow.
I could be proved wrong.
We could set her up when she comes out. Do we know any London?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Any fit ones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me vet them first.
Do we know any?
I'm not very good at that, actually.
Right, okay.
Now, the quietest of them all. This is the moody side of her.
She even talks like a boy, don't you think?
Oh, stop it now.
What time are we going to training? That's what she sounds like. I like her. I think she's cool.
Do you know what it is with her, though?
I want her to be a big star. I think she's really good.
Her eyes are gorgeous. You're talking to her, and you just can't not look straight into them. Very, very pretty eyes.
I've changed my mind on her. I'd probably, you know, have a go.
Okay. I'd really like her to win, though, but who knows? There's BBC One audience. You can never tell. So this...
I'll make her love men again.
This is what... Oh, here we go.
I'm telling you.
Poor off for life.
Seriously.
This is...
I'll turn her.
Yeah, I wasn't sure before, but now I'm definitely a lesbian.
Anyway,
here is... She doesn't know loving until she's had Moyle's loving.
Here is what the moody and quiet Alex had to say.
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy.
Hello? What is it he talks like this? Hello?
I'm sorry. Sorry, let the lesbian speak.
Vote for me if you want to, because I've worked really hard in the Academy.
I really want the opportunity when I come out to make albums for you guys to listen to, and hopefully you'll appreciate the stuff I do. So vote for me.
Oh, she's got to win. Let her win. She's great.
She's very talented. She's learned a lot since she's been in the academy.
I think she's great.
And she's never been in the bottom three. She's the only one who's actually made it every week, saved by the audience. So that's so holds a good stead for her.
She'll win. Seriously, I haven't, as I said, I really have just dipped in and out of the series. I haven't watched much of it, but anyway. I like her. I think she's really cool.
Really quickly.
She dresses cool. She's really confident in herself as far as the way she sings and performs and looks and stuff.
Yeah.
Let her win.
I agree.
Plus, she's got a husky boy voice.
Stop it.
She has, listen.
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy.
She's higher than me.
Vote for me, if you want to.
But then she gets lower, listen.
I've worked really hard in the academy.
Yeah.
I really want the opportunity when I come out to make albums for you guys to listen to.
Oh.
And hopefully you'll appreciate the stuff I do.
Yeah.
So vote for me.
I'll buy her album.
Chris, you're terrible. You had all these talented things you're talking about her, but now you know she's a lesbian. You go, that lesbian.
She's more than that. What did you just say? I just said she's talented.
She's very
talented. I said I wanted to win. What do you want me to say about her?
That's brilliant.
She's great.
She deserves to
win. You deaf?
Yes.
You said she was a lesbian. Don't start on me. I didn't even know.
You asked me.
They told me.
Okay.
That doesn't affect anything.
Hey, I wasn't gossiping. I was just informing.
Seriously. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
I think she's... Do you know what? I want her to win. I want Carolyn to come second and Alistair to come third.
Okay.
Right.
Really quickly.
I have spoken.
Peter called Carolyn yesterday, didn't tell Carolyn. Get this, Peter's back with his girlfriend.
Really?
They're back together. Which is
Who cares about that loser? He's out of the show now.
But he's very cool and he wants to go for a drink with you.
Does he?
Today.
Is he buying?
Yeah, probably.
I'd take it back. He's a nice guy.
He's going to make it. He's very talented. 6 o'clock
tonight. The more he makes it, the more money he makes, the more drinks we get.
They're performing at the NEC Arena in Birmingham at 6 o'clock. Go over if you want to see how well they're doing. And tomorrow, the legends that are Richard Park and Patrick Hilting will be coming on this very show.
Is that confirmed now?
It's confirmed, but we need to manage this one.
Yeah, and, they really hate each other, apparently.
Well, I'm not saying they hate each other, but they would prefer not to be on at the same time.
Are we offering the hand of friendship and something of a radio olive branch to them?
Well, we're trying to look at things. I was going to pre-record things with one of them, but the other ones disagreed. So now we're going to have to manage it, but we want them both on tomorrow because they're both stars and they've made the series for me. So they're going to be on this show tomorrow to talk about.
With an hour difference between the two of them.
Maybe, yes. Right. Or maybe different buildings. I don't know.
So Richard Park and Patrick Hilton on the show tomorrow, and then the final is
Saturday, 6:40 to 7:40. One person goes,
right,
and then 9:35 to 10:25, we find out the winner.
Great! Thank you for all your Fame Academy work. Although I'm sure you'll do it again on Monday, won't you? You'll have winners and stuff. Are you going down?
I'll be going down. Yes,
to the show. Love you. All right, come on, Alex, you can do it. Get voting and let her win. Travis, then, with the new album, would you like to hear some of my exclusive chat with him? Has it got them on it or not?
Yes, it has.
Wow. I got them to spill their heads about this album. And we've been playing exclusive tracks from it. The album is 12 Memories. This is Travis.
Hear it first. On Radio 1.
Track number 9 is Midlife Crisis, which you've, I hate to point it out to you, you've spelled crisis wrong.
Oh, no. It's the way crisis should be written, though. I love that song. It's just, I've loved it from when I first heard it. But it's great. It's so kind of creepy in the verse, and then the chorus is just so massive.
The pop.
Yes. I was walking around the house for, I think, a whole day going, nah, 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 nah. And then, as sometimes happens with me, you're sitting on the pan, you know? And then, suddenly, I went, midlife crisis, and I thought... Eureka.
It came from sitting on the toilet. It could have been called, oh, that's better.
oh, that's better.
Travis from the album 12 Memories, Midlife Crisis.
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy. Vote for me if you want to, because I've worked really
hard. Oh, sweet is that? I didn't notice that before. Vote for me if you want to. Bless her. Win!
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy. Vote for me if you want to.
Ah, she's really nice.
She's lovely.
Who's the nicest one out of a lot of them that you've met?
Out of the whole series, Peter.
Really?
Yeah.
What, the crackers one?
Got on well with Peter.
Really?
It's good laugh.
Hasn't he got problems?
Has he?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
He's just a bit wacky, isn't he?
He's just, yeah, like that.
He thought he's a mentalist.
He's going to have problems. Well, no, clearly not now. But when Caroline comes out, he's going to have problems, isn't he?
Yeah, and by the way, she's from Leeds. She'll slap him stupid.
Because I've worked really hard in the academy.
Yeah.
I really want the opportunity when I come out to make albums for you guys to listen to.
Oh.
And hopefully you'll appreciate the stuff I do. So vote for me.
I wish I was a lesbian. I'd go out with her.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, actually.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, you know, she's going to win. She's going to be very successful. She's going to be mega rich. Excellent.
Do you know what scared me is that she said today that she would like to do folk music as well. I thought, oh.
Oh, Jesus, then. Okay. Well, stop saying that, love. Win the thing first before you say it. Start saying stupid things like that. I just want to do folk music. Don't do that. She's got an indie voice. That's what she's got to do. Right, moving on. Dave, you still awake?
Yes, I am.
Good, all right. Ready for your tedious link?
Yes, I am.
Get a good one. What track will it be? It has to be connected to last night's Cameo and Word Up.
Despite its name, Cameo's codpiece has in fact got nothing to do with codpiece or cricket. Cricket ghoulie protection is provided by what is known as a box. A box of a different type can provide shelter for the homeless. Homeless dogs from the world of TV don't come much bigger than the littlest hobo. Hobo rhymes with mobo, which is like an award for black music. Black music shares many of the same letters as black magic, which is a type of African witchcraft. The word witchcraft shares the same word ending as the word hovercraft. A hovercraft can move across land or water, as could Jesus. Jesus fed the 5,000 with fishes and loaves of bread. Bread is a rich source of carbohydrate, as are baked beans.
Mm.
Baked beans make you fart, of course, and if you fart in a very still room containing no drafts at all, the smell is bound to linger.
God.
Which links us to today's tedious tune.
Cranberries.
It is, yes, you're right. It is.
I don't know any of the tracks.
It is
linger.
The Cranberries and Linger.
What's that, 93, 94?
93, 94.
Wow. Right, great record. Haven't heard this for a while. Cranberries and Linger at Radio 1. Say that again, I've been out for ages. Cranberries and Linger.
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy. Vote for me if you want to.
Oh. Annie, she was on the interactive last night saying that when she met me the other week, she didn't think I liked her very much.
You liked her, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought she was all right.
You did chat more to Carolyn, though. I noticed that.
Do you know why, though? Because that silly woman from Fame Academy kept saying I wasn't allowed to say anything because they're not meant to know anything about the outside world.
Yeah.
Which is why they keep taking them out the academy. What's that all about? Yeah, they're not allowed to know anything about the outside world. Why have you taken them into the outside world? You know.
But Carolyn was desperate to know how Leeds are doing.
Yeah, well, I kind of didn't want to tell her.
Probably for the best, really.
I told Alistair the Middlesbrough result after they beat Everton.
Yeah, anyway. Moving on.
Mistakes in that?
No, they're desperate to get you. I'll give them that. Loads of texts of people trying to get you wrong, but no. The only one I could find is, it's not black music. You've said it's like black music. Sorry.
What?
You said it's like, Mobo is like an award for black music.
Oh,
it's not
it
like,
is an
it
award,
is
award
for black music. So,
yeah,
that's
but
the only
thing
I can
the
find,
word,
though.
The word that he used it in the context of, you know, a pen is like something you use to write with.
Thank you. That's a very good point. Well made. I was going to say
that. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Mobos are they're like a black music award ceremony.
Rhymes with hobo.
Like what?
Rhymes with hobo.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, my name's Alex Parks from Fame Academy. Vote for me if you want to.
Ah. Oh. We might play a trail. It's a little promotional piece of audio for the chart show. And we had to drop it just out of timing. But I've decided I'm going to play it now, only because it's Wes. And, you know, Wes, he's very excitable.
Mm.
You know, he gets excited about the chart. And I think it's only fair we should play the trail for Wes, audio promotional material, because he puts so much effort into it! He makes Zayn look like he's asleep. Go, Wes! Chart show. David four guess who's before today's show. Still has three for tomorrow's show. So tomorrow we'll do them then. Yeah. Richard Park and Patrick Keelty from Fame Academy, who hate each other, will be on the show tomorrow, but not together. Because,
somehow.
Yeah. So one will be on first, and then a little gap, and then someone else will be on later. Paddy O'Connell will be on from Celeb Deck. Jonathan Pearce from Five Low talking about the football. And Rachel should be back.
Yeah.
All good stuff. Thanks for listening. Spoonies up at 6.
No attorneys to plead my case. No lawyers to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jewel with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. Yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I deserve my life.
Join us tomorrow, Friday, last day of the week. It's going to be a busy show. Make sure you're listening. Pink and Trouble, standby. Spoonies just 15 minutes away.
Radio 1.
After Johnny Newsbeat, it's 5:45.
Drink drive deaths rise to their highest level.